You're listening to SBS News.
Less than a year ago, Quebec says she was put in an impossible situation. Her mother was in the emergency department, but she could not understand English, and the doctors didn't speak Cantonese, so Quebec was forced to become her interpreter.
It became really hard, especially in the critical moments. It was very overwhelming and heartbreaking to try and be her daughter in those moments and trying to be there for her.
She says it was an emotionally charged situation.
I think the most heartbreaking part was when the doctors told me that my mum was dying, and they looked at me to translate it to her. And I really couldn't get myself to say those words to her. The words just got stuck in my throat, so I didn't tell her that. And to this day, I wish she could have been told directly by someone so that she knew. I really believe no family should ever have to be put in that position.
Jin Hyung Cho is a senior lecturer in the Department of Linguistics at Macquarie University. She says circumstances like these are unethical and avoidable.
It's not fair not to ask family members who are bilingual to do interpreting. I mean, ethically, it's not fair and it's not right. Because in Australia, for healthcare, we have healthcare interpreter services.
Dr. Cho believes Australia's language workforce, which is made up of more than 20,000 interpreters and translators, are invisible to many.
Not many people know the differences between translation and interpreting. The biggest difference is that translation is written, whereas interpreting is spoken. In Australia, translators and interpreters, they are literally invisible. You know, in other countries, such as in Korea and China, they often appear in media because they interpret for high-ranking officials and they follow, the president on state visits. So they are like celebrities. In Australia, how many translators and interpreters do we see in media?
For over three decades, Selena Phan has been a Vietnamese interpreter and translator. She says it's not just language she's conveying.
There are things that are being said, not in words, not being uttered, but you as an interpreter, you understand both cultures. And therefore, when you interpret, you have to convey the meaning in full.
Associate Professor Rosemary Weiber at the Australian National University is also a clinical GP at Companion House, a health service for refugees in the ACT.
Interpreters are transformative in their capacity to deliver healthcare to people who speak a language other than English. There's simply no substitute for people being able to hear medical information in their own language and, more importantly, to be able to tell their story in their own language. And even though there's not a translator in the room with us, it's a service provided through phone, I can see the relief and the happiness that people take in being able to tell their story and know that they're being understood.
Dr. Cho says accurately conveying the meaning of a health condition or diagnosis is challenging for translators.
There are many concepts that cannot be translated into the other language. And taking depression as an example, in many countries in Africa, the concept of depression doesn't exist. And people there, they see somebody who's depressed as lazy, or that person sleeps too much if the interpreter is not familiar with the kind of culture. Then how would that be interpreted?
The development and adoption of AI also poses another challenge for translators. In early September, Apple announced its headphone product, AirPods, now has live translating capabilities.
Want to translate a message, a call, or a conversation in person?
The company says the feature is set to bridge language barriers in person. In April, language learning app Duolingo more than doubled its content offering, launching 148 new language courses with the assistance of generative AI. It previously took 12 years to develop the initial 100 courses. it identified translators and interpreters as being most at risk, with 98% of the tasks overlapping. But professional translator Ms. Fan believes she can work alongside the technology.
Look, I don't see it as a risk. AI is here. Technology, all these new technologies are, you know, here. In fact, they've been here for ages. We need to work with it and adapt so that it works for us and not against us.
It's not uncommon for language service providers to use artificial intelligence to provide a rough translation in the first instance, which is then reviewed by humans for accuracy. Dr. Cho says there are pitfalls with the current technology.
Often takes more amount of time than translating the text by themselves, because depending on the quality of machine-generated translation. And then another issue is that the payment tends to be low for post-editing, because language service providers, they have this rating system.
Associate Professor Rosemary Weiber says as a clinical GP, she can see the benefits as long as the technology is used appropriately.
When we can work together with a patient, a translating service and a clinician to all be on the same page and have a shared understanding of the medical issues, what's working and what's not working, that really enables care to be delivered in a way that would be impossible without translating services.
Kibik says there should be more clarity about what services are available to Australians in emergency situations.
I think it's important because it gives each person, regardless of the language they speak or the background they're from, this equal treatment. You know, I feel like it could make a big difference for my mum's life moment. She could have felt a lot safer if she'd known, you know, what was happening, or, you know, and if, especially when I wasn't in the room to translate anything for her. And I think everyone deserves that.
Yasmin Al-Wakil, SBS News.